Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in. I am so excited about tonight being the first Monday of the month of August. This year has really, really went by. It's really going by fast. And I just thank God for everything he's doing in this season. Like I said, God, whatever you do in 2019, don't forget about me. Don't leave me out. I would like to say tonight is Monday, a very, very warm night here in Chicago. I mean, it's hot. I'm in the house under the air conditioning, and I'm scared to go to the door because when I went to the door earlier, it was so hot. The sun was baking. So with that note being said, for me, that means the lesson on tonight's service is going to be hot. The woman of God that's bringing forth the word tonight is Dr. Serena Wright. She will be with us shortly. So I'm just saying, get your pens, paper, your Bible, your notebook, your scrap paper, whatever you need to get. Get your tape recorder, get your voice recorders, whatever you need to get. The message is going to be hot tonight. So with that being said, this is your Blog Talk, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. That's here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, that is the co-host of this program. We just would like to say we are so, so, so excited. Yes, we're study saying how excited we are because we want you all to know that we know the word tonight is going to be like fire. Shut up in your balls. It's going to be released on tonight. So I'm going to check and see if my co-host is on the air with me. Minister Sheila, are you on the air? I guess she's not on there. I know she had been experiencing some problems with her phone. It has not been acting right, so we're just going to bind the enemy up right now with causing her to have problems with her phone, and we're just going to ask God to just let everything be well. In Jesus' name, if we believe it, we receive it, and it is so. So what we're going to do is just talk for a little bit and let you all know that even though the seasons are changing, God is it. Even though the weather is hot some days, and cool some days and rainy some days, God's word said that he said he'd rather that we be hot or cold, because if we were warm or anything that's not consistent with his word, he would spew us out of his mouth. So we just want to say, we just want to be on fire for the Lord, be hot for God, be hot for his word, and be hot for him, to be a witness for him. I just want to say, God, I thank you for forgiving me and saving me and directing me in the path that I should go. I just want to say, God, I thank you for being God every day of my life. I just thank God for that. I just thank God for this ministry. I thank God for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. I thank God for Minister Sheila Kaiser, Apostle Sandra Thomas, who was our leader. I thank God for the man of God, Pastor Troy Thomas. I thank God for the man of God, Prophet Antoine Thomas. I thank God for Dr. Serena Wright. I'm just going to say, God, I just trust you. I know you are God, and God only do I put my trust in. And I'm going to check to see who is that on the line. Is that Dr. Serena Wright or Minister Sheila?
I'm on the line.
Okay,
is,
Dr. Wright.
Serena. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. What we're going to do is Minister Sheila wasn't able to come on the line, so I'm just going to hand it over to you because normally she'll open up with prayer, but because for whatever reason she wasn't able to come on, I'm just going to put it right in your hands. You can open us up with prayer and do any and everything that God has appointed you to do for tonight. So it's in your hands, woman.
Well,
God,
we just thank you so much. Father God, we just thank you right now. And we give your name, God, what we get We give your name, God, all praise and all glory. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We reverence you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. And we call you Abba. We call you Daddy, God. We love you. Hallelujah. We love you with our whole hearts. And we come before you, God, collectively. We come before you together as one voice, as one people, as one body, God. And we just thank you now. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you have left us with your authority in the earth. And God, we use our authority skillfully. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. God, that we can take authority and we do over all things that seek to terrorize this nation. Those things that seek to bring terror, to shake fear in the minds of your people. God, to overwhelm them with grief and hopelessness. We take authority over it now in the name of Satan Mokore. In the name that is above every other name, we thank you, God. God, that your authority is sure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we thank you. God, that we release effective comfort. We release comfort, the comfort that consoles the grieving. God, those that are deep into the season of grieving, grieving caused by trauma and hatred, God, we send effective comfort and counsel to them. In the name of Jesus, we send comfort, God, to those that we cannot name, God, to the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the uncles, the grandparents, the teachers, oh God, the neighbors of those that have been affected directly, that have been directly affected by trauma, by terror, by hatred, by violence, God, those not only in El Paso, not only in Texas and Ohio, but all over the nation. God, we send effective comfort and counsel in the name of Jesus. Oh, the God that is the God of comfort, we send the Spirit of the Lord to comfort them. In the name that is above every other name. God, we do not settle for terror. Oh, my God, being an everyday common day occurrence. We don't settle for hatred, bigotry. We don't settle. We don't tolerate. We don't tolerate that in our nation. God, we stand as your people against the things that you hate, against the things that you hate. And we release, God, the love of God and the things that you love. We partner with the love of the Father that brings understanding, that brings wisdom, that brings counsel, that brings reason, that brings rationalization, that brings wisdom, that brings temperance. Oh, my God, that brings peace in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We partner with the Spirit of the Lord that brings peace in the name of Jesus. We won't tolerate you. We don't tolerate you. We don't tolerate you. We do not send platitudes. Oh, God, but we send the authority of God that extinguishes, annihilates, that brings down and brings under. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you now that you have left us in the earth with your authority that we use skillfully in the name of Jesus. God, that we be shaken out of our comfortable places because it has not touched our homes yet. That we be shaken out of our comfortable places. God, that we rise up in your authority. That we take over. God, that we don't tolerate or take sides, but that by the King's authority we take over. That seeks to take over us in the name of Jesus. God, we take it over locally. We take it over in our city. We take over violence and hatred, demise. God, that has no respect for life. God, that is set to self-destruct, that seeks to destroy. We take over that spirit in the name of Jesus. We take it over in our city. We take over in our state. this state will not have a city known for violence and hatred, known for murder. This state will not have a city known for disregard for life. This state will not have such a city. We don't tolerate it. We disallow it. We disenfranchise it. We dismantle it. We dismantle your infrastructure. We dismantle the architecture that allows you to exist not only in our state but in our city, that allows you to exist in our nation. We dismantle you. We disallow you. We annihilate you. We will not back down, but we engage, we enforce. We go in. We engage, we enforce. We press in. We press in against that that seeks to press against God's people. We press in. We press in. We enforce the kingdom in every state of this nation. In the name of one nation under God, indivisible. We will not be divided by hatred. We will not be divided by bigotry. We will not take in. We will not take in the reports. We will not take in the news. We will not take in their account. We will not be divided. We will not be divided. We declare that we are one nation and we are under God. We will not be divided by hatred and bigotry. We will not be divided by xenophobic platitudes. We will not. We refuse. We refuse to be divided. Oh, my God, we understand the strategy of division, and we renounce you. In the name of Jesus, we will not be a divided nation. Oh, my God, we thank you. We are one nation, and we are under God, the God of heaven and the God of earth, the God that is the king of every other king. We are one nation and we are under God. We will not be divided, indivisible. And we have the king's liberty and his justice reigns. We thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory in the name. In the name of Jesus, we thank God right now for everyone that will listen, not only now, but in the archives, for those that will pray, for those that know that effectual, fervent prayer, my God, makes things happen, for those that know that the Bible is still full of the truth of the gospel that is the power of God unto salvation, to those that will rise up in prayer, to those that will rise up in authority, to those that will rise up now and in the archives, that will not be lulled to sleep by water cooler talk, but those that will rise up in the king's authority, those that will enforce the kingdom, that will enforce the king's agenda against the kingdom of darkness, knowing that it has already been defeated, those that will not be seduced, my God in heaven, that understands, oh my God, that the king's authority has more authority than the kingdom of darkness. We just thank you now. We thank you for those that will rise in intercession, for those that will rise in authority, for those that will take their place in the market. Oh, my God, we thank you for those that will go into their offices and release the peace and the love of God, for those that will go into their administrative positions, and they will emanate the mantle and the glory of the king, for those that will go into the grocery stores, into their children's schools, that will go into the laundromat and take the glory of the Father, oh my God, into the atmosphere, for those that will take dominion, for those that will dominate in the marketplace, for those that will dominate in the political arena, for those that are praying, for those senators and those politicians that are praying, for the policemen that are praying, my God, we thank you. For the mayors and the governors that are praying, for those in leadership that are praying, those leaders in business, those leaders in academia, those leaders in the political arena, those leaders in media, in movie, in music, for those that are praying, for those that are praying fervently. Oh my God, we thank you for them. We thank you for them. We thank you that you will stir those that are of you to prayer. We da makanama. that you will hear from heaven, my God, and instruct us on the healing that is in our land, how we unearth healing, how we manifest healing, how we provoke healing, how we promote healing. Oh, God, we thank you now. We thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that we refuse. We refuse to be seduced by those that seek to victimize, but that we will rise up, that we will rise up in authority, that we will rise up in power, that we will rise up in declaration, that we will rise up and comfort our brothers, that we will rise up and comfort our sisters. Oh, my God, we thank you. Let our arms be the arms of the love of God. Let our mouths be the mouths of comfort. Oh, my God, we thank you now. Oh, basatanama. We thank you, Father, that we are your kingdom, that we are your kingdom resources, that we are your kingdom people, that we are the comfort of God, that we are the love of God made manifest in the earth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Fill our mouths with the fruit of the Spirit. Fill our hearts with the love of the Father. Fill our arms with the embrace that comforts. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. God, let your spirit move the intercession. Let the basana, let your spirit move those all that know your word and know your truth. Let your spirit move us to prayer. Let your spirit move us to a weeping. Let your spirit move us to fervency. Let your spirit move us to warfare. Let your spirit move. God, the last time the earth was barren and not producing, the Bible says you hovered and you moved. You hovered and you moved over the earth. Let your spirit move. Let your spirit, God, move. In Idaho and Utah, Minnesota and Mississippi, let your spirit move. Texas, Ohio, Illinois, New York and Alabama, let your spirit. God, we're calling for the warriors, those that will pray. Those that will pray on escalators and elevators. Those that will pray on buses and trains. Those that will pray in the Senate and the House of Representatives. Those that will pray in the Capitol. Those that will pray at their school. Those that will pray in the bathrooms. Those that will pray with their supervisors. God, we call for a boldness. God, we're calling for a boldness. We're calling for boldness in prayer. Boldness, boldness. Boldness to be seen and boldness to be known. If darkness is willing to be known, the kingdom is willing to be known. We're calling for boldness. We're calling for boldness. If darkness is willing to be uncovered and wreak havoc, all the kingdom will be uncovered and move the king's agenda. We're calling for prayer. God, we're calling for prayer. Prayer in bathrooms and elevators. Prayer on buses and trains. Oh, my God, prayer in school cafeterias. Oh, school principals and teachers are praying. Bus drivers and postal workers, as they're walking and delivering mail, they're praying. They're praying. They're praying peace. They're praying violence off the blocks where they deliver mail. They're praying violence that will not have place where their bus drives. Every place where my bus drives, there will be peace. There will not be one bullet shot on the wherever my bus drives. God, we're calling for boldness. We're calling for a boldness. We're calling for boldness. If darkness will be uncovered and be seen, we're calling the kingdom from a comfort. We're calling the kingdom from a comfortable place. That she will walk and she will be seen. That she will be known and she will be seen. Oh, my Kanaba, he called about Kanaba. God, we're calling for Elijah Cummings to open with prayer. Ah, Nabakastate, I called about Kastasata, anointed prayer. Ah, Basako, anointed prayer, anointed prayer. Ah, Kastate, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're calling for the majority leader to open with prayer. In the name. God, you make donkeys speak. Make these people pray. We're calling for prayer. We're calling for prayer in unconventional places. Anointed prayer. Anointed prayer. God, you said fervent, effectual prayer. Make things happen. Oh, my mama. We're calling for humility. Oh, God, that'll unearth healing. We're calling for humility that will unlock the healing that is already in our land. Prayer. Oh, my unconventional prayer. Unusual prayer. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Bold prayer. Fervent prayer. Prayer that annihilates violence. Oh, prayer that silences the avenger. God, we're calling for people all over this nation. All over this nation, grocery store owners to pray. Anointed prayer. In the name of Jesus. God, we're calling for Baptists to pray with Lutherans, and for Lutherans to pray with Church in God in Christ. God, we're calling for unconventional prayer. Oh, mama. For consuming fire prayers. For we won't tolerate this prayer. Ah, we won't stand for this prayer. Oh, no, you won't prayer. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Oh, my. Alpha bold prayers in the name of Jesus. We're calling for bold prayers and bold prayers. Those that will pray bold prayers. We're calling for bold prayers and bold prayers. Oh, mama. God abaste, God abaste, he can abaste, can abaste, those that will pray, our bold prayers, in the name of Jesus, unconventional prayers, annihilating prayers, oh, we won't tolerate this prayer, not in my nation prayer. Not in my city prayers, not in my state prayers, all over North America, not on my block prayers, not in my village prayers, not in my district prayers, God, Yes. Oh, we're calling for those that'll humble themselves and pray. Oh, my God, we thank you. Oh, that'll put it on the line, prayers. Oh, my God, namaste. In the name of Jesus, we call in the kingdom. Oh, from out of her comfortable places, from out of her secret places, we call it to persecution and to prayer. Oh, my seteba, ikatebo, ikanadeba hase. Oh, be persecuted for his name. Oh, because you went in and you prayed and you ended it in Jesus' name. Oh, we call it a persecution and to prayer. Oh, we're calling your kingdom out of a comfortable place. In the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name we call in. We make a clarion. Oh, we make a call. A call. That goes into the layers of the earth and brings upset. Oh, my. Until the kingdom rises to a rightful place, we call her. We call her to prayer. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father. Oh, my sick. You couldn't have all. Terror and violence, mass killing, destroying babies will not be commonplace. Oh, not in my nation. Not in my city. Oh, God, we're calling your kingdom to prayer. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a mind to pray. Oh, that the mind would be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. He told his disciple, he said, I'm praying for you. Ah, Katia, the devil, he wants you. But I'm praying that your faith, Makasia, not fail you. God, give us a mind. As our nation is being aggressed by darkness, that we pray for the faith people, that we pray for those of the household of faith, my God, that they not fail in declaring, that they not fail in taking authority, that they not fail in taking over, that they not fail in dominating, in the name of Elamah, in the name of, that there be no failure in our prayer, in our intercession, that our words not fall to the ground, that there be no failure in our warfare, that there be no failure in our declarations, in our intercessions. Oh, mama, yidanini. Oh, mama, ko. In the name of Jesus, that we stand against the aggressions of the kingdom of darkness. Oh, and say, not in North America. Oh, my say, no. And not deny, yes, in North America, no. Go back. Go back. Oh, the Coast Guards are praying. Oh, the Marines, the Navy, they're praying. The soldiers, the Army soldiers, they're praying. Amanyasya. The Air Force. Oh, by as they train and fly. Oh, yeah. And God, our borders, they pray. militia. We call. We call for the militia. We call, Babasi, for North America's militia to become the king's militia. Take their rightful places in prayer. In the name, my God, in the name. Ekonevea. Oh, as the Air Force pilots, as they fly, they release his name. My God, as the ships sail to the waters along the coast of North America, all the Navy men release his name. I must say, in the Sikane Oko. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that your name's power has never been weakened, has never been diluted. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We know we have. Oh, my God, we know we have it. Oh, my God, we know we have what we're asking. Oh, because we're asking according not only to your will, but to your word. We know we have it. We know we have what we're asking. We know. Oh, the earth is trembling. Oh, my God, with a new level of intercession. Oh, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of this nation's leaders, oh, my God, their hearts are being pricked. They're being stirred. Oh, Kastia, Ikenabo, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God. We count it. Oh, we count it a privilege. We count it an honor. We count it not only a privilege, but an honor. Oh, to move the kings, to move your agenda, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, Father. We feast. We feast on your truth. We feast on your truth. Thank you, Lord, that we understand our rightful positions, that we walk into the marketplace, that we take dominion over our Pacific mountain, the mountains you have given us in administration and business, in academia, in the media. Oh, that we walk in our rightful places, that we take full authority in our positions over our particular mountains. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the boldness of God. Oh, for the boldness of God, that we shrink back not, that we shrink back not in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, God. We just thank you now. There is no other God like you. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. We pray a special prayer. God, we just make special time to pray for those that have been directly affected, directly, that was their niece, that was their student, that was their brother, that was their son, those that have been directly impacted. God, we pray. Oh, my God. You're the God that never fails. God, let there be a supernatural infiltration that the enemy not consume and snatch them. My God, with grieving, that he not snatch them from your hands with grieving. God, let them be ushered into a place of salvation where salvation is needed. Let them be ushered into a place of comfort where comfort is needed. Let them be ushered, my God, into a place of peace that passes their understanding. Peace is needed. We thank you now. We thank you, Father, that our prayers will be added to those that have been praying, that have been called to prayer, that will rise up in prayer for those that have been directly impacted, those that have been directly impacted. In the name of Jesus, let there be an influx, an infiltration, an overtaking, an onslaught of the peace of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for all of the resources. of heaven that will be available to them, and upbraided not, all of the resources of heaven that will become available to them. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God, that we will resist the temptation to make sense out of nonsense, that we will rise up in authority and enforce the kingdom's agenda against the kingdom of darkness. We thank you, Lord. And God, we forever commit our hearts, our lives, our minds, our will, and our emotions to the service of the only true and living God. We thank you now. We thank you forever and ever. In your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah, that we are those that take every opportunity to come before the Father, to remove every plate of our own agenda, and allow the Holy Spirit to move on his people in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for any place that we, God, have become desensitized, God, by the number of occurrences, we return that desensitization into a keen sensitivity in the Spirit of the Lord. God, that we would be those that pray without ceasing, that always have an answer for the hope that lies within us, that we be those that use your authority skillfully, those that have not been conformed, but those that have been transformed, that we live as sacrifices before you, that we live lives that are acceptable before you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that our prayers are continually heard and unhindered, that our hearts are sensitive and ready to hear you, receive you, and obey. We just thank you, God. We are simply your daughters, your sons, your servants here before the throne. Speak to us, God. We will listen. And we will obey. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We live forever before you, O God. Instruments in the hand of a king that is righteous and loving. We live before you, O God. We thank you. We give your name the praise and the glory. Woman of God, it's back to you.
My. I thank you. I thank you for that. That was something that was desperately and deeply needed. I said on the introduction of when I was speaking at the beginning of the service, I told everybody to get ready because the service on tonight was going to be hot. And Lord knows that was a hot prayer. I thank God for what you just did. You just put everything, everybody, and every situation in prayer where we couldn't do nothing but touch and agree. I thank you, Lord. As I was looking at my word, I was like, okay, God, she's praying, and I just need to concentrate on something about prayer. And God took me straight to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. I thank God for the prayer on tonight. When we do pray, like you said, pray in the spirit. We're going to pray boldly. I thank God for the woman of God just coming on and saying, God, it's about you. This is what the body of Christ needs on tonight. It's about you, oh God, teaching us how to pray. Thank you. And I just want to ask Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser to open the line so if anybody and everybody want to say anything to the woman of God tonight, they're able to. Apostle, could you please open the lines?
They're open. All I want to say is I agree, and I agree with what was already prayed, and it is so, and so it is, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else that would like to encourage the woman of God and touch and agree with her on tonight? Okay, well, Dr. Wright, I just believe the people just caught up in the prayer right now, still on their face on the altar giving God the praise. So I just want to say again, I thank you so much for that prayer. Oh, my God, I'm like Apostle Lex say, I agree. And I just want to ask you, do you have any cheap plugs for us on tonight?
No, I don't have anything. If I do, I'll post it and just let that be that for now.
Okay. Well, again, I'm just so glad to be able to be a part of the prayer on tonight because it was such an awesome word. It was such an awesome prayer. And I'm just so glad to be able to be a part of it. Again, that's what I'm saying. I'm just happy to be a part of the prayer on tonight. So I know you all have service on Sundays at what time and the address for Fountains of Living Water? Dr. Wright? I don't know if Dr. Wright could still hear me. Dr. Wright, are you still there? Okay, well, we're just going to continue on with just thanking God for the power of prayer on tonight, thanking God for releasing the prayer for tonight, because a lot of times we have our own plan and program, and God would just come right in and just change it in the blink of an eye. And for him to just put prayer on the service tonight, I believe that was what was so needed. I know I needed it. And I just thank God for the woman of God not being, you know, so caught up that she could not hear God say, put the prayer out there and cover, just cover from A to Z, cover it all, cover the government, cover the body of Christ, cover the family members, just cover everything and everybody. And say, not in my neighborhood, not in my school, not in my job, not even in my peace, not even in my life. I just thank God for the prayer on tonight. So I was going to say to Dr. Wright, if she would want to pray us out, please do so, and we'll give you our final announcement, and we'll go from there.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just thank you and we give your name, God, all praise and all glory for all things that have transpired according to your spirit. We are so grateful. We thank you, Lord, that we know we have what we have asked. We make petitions according not only to your will, but to your word. So we will go forward in expectation, looking for the manifestation of your kingdom on earth, just like it is in heaven. We give your name, God, praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Minister Sylvia, are you still on the line? I can't hear you.
I am still on the line. I forgot to take the mute off my phone. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. We want to just say thank you all for tuning in and having the service with us on tonight. I thank God for the woman of God. She has really blessed me on tonight with the prayer. I just thank God for just allowing her to do what he told her to do. And I just want to let you all know that we will be back here next Monday. It's the second Monday of the month, and our speaker will be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. This will be Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are also here on Friday night with Let's Talk Ministries, part of Smile 3E, from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Sylvia, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, for Let's Talk Ministries, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. And we're also here every Sunday morning at 9:30 Central a.m. Let me get that in there so you'll know it's 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's also the program called Let's Talk, with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. We would like to say to you all, thank you for being faithful to the ministry. Thank you for going back and listening to our archives. Thank you for just tuning in on our Mondays, Fridays, and Sunday services just to hear what the Word of God is being said to you according to what God has shared with the different men and women of God. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which I know you all know it by now. It is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's what his word says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I just wanted to say that two times on tonight. So again, we will catch you in the heavenly realms where you all can just stay in prayer and continue to talk to God boldly and tell him your heart's desire, but follow his instructions so he can answer your prayers. So on that being said, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And good night.